I was in prison, and you came to visit me. With these words, Christ challenges each of us to spend time serving those who, because of circumstance or bad choices, can't serve themselves. Welcome to Someone Cares, a faith ministry dedicated to helping us all answer that challenge. For many years, this outreach program has carried healing doses of hope and Christian love behind prison walls and touched the lives of those in desperate need of both. I'm your Someone Cares radio host, Charles Mills. Regular listeners to this program know about the Someone Cares Prison Ministry Pen Friend program that allows compassionate people to write anonymously to those behind bars. Someone Cares acts as the go-between, keeping everyone's identity safe and secure while letting those longed-for, compassionate, and caring words through unfettered. Well, today I thought it would be a good idea to listen to some of the letters that have been exchanged, both going into and coming out of our prison system through the Pen Friend letter-writing program. It'll give us all an idea of what we can say and write about when we choose to become involved. Don and Yvonne McClure, founder directors of Someone Cares, are here to share these simple yet very effective words from actual letters that have been exchanged in the past. Don and Yvonne, I'll let you take it from here. What are we hearing?
We're going to hear a little bit about a little lady. Her name's Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Pepper got involved with us, 25 years ago. On a radio show, she heard and she decided she wanted to write to inmates. Mm-hmm. Not only did she write to inmates, she wrote to 150 inmates over 25 years.
Wow.
She understood completely, which most Christians don't, that when Jesus said, I was in prison and you visited me not, she had to figure out a way to do it.
Sure.
She didn't drive, so she didn't have a way. And then she heard us on the radio about writing. And since our program is risk-free, she also got involved with her writing some handicapped children that drew pictures on her envelopes.
Mm.
Her net result was she wrote 151 inmates over the years. Of those, 9 were released that we know of. 2 were reoffended. 2 became preachers.
Huh.
And the rest, to the best of her knowledge, she was in, are free, and to be free in Jesus is to be free indeed.
Amen.
Paragraph from one of the inmates. Hey, Doc, here I am again. You know, I am so thankful to be able to write you. No one else even knows where I am.
Mm.
I've got 3 brothers and 2 sisters and a mother and father, I think, but they abandoned me when I came to prison. I hadn't had a letter in years until Dr. Pepper wrote me. I want to thank this ministry because something else that's disturbing. I wrote churches, I wrote ministries, and nobody answered, but Someone Cares.
Oh, my. Just how completely cut away are these people in prison? Are they that cut away from society?
Oh, yes, you have no idea.
Mm. Let me give you a picture.
Yeah.
You have a cell the size of a average bathroom, not a luxury bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
In that cell are 2 bunks, a toilet, and attached to the toilet, a sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where men, women live 24 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. Yard time is prime time. Overcrowding is stagnant. There's 2.5 million or better. By the way, anything we say on this program, we invite you to go to your computer and to verify these things that we're trying to tell you. I know when I see a man, and I'm going to let Yvonne tell you about the guy that really started this whole thing. We walk down cell block, and everybody thanks us because we got the nickname God Squad because of the Pen Friend program.
My, my.
We were going cell to cell at San Quentin, and I met this man. My opening statement when I introduced Don or myself, I would say the Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you.
Yes, yes.
And he said, well, I'm not sure I have a Jesus in me. Mm-hmm. And I said, didn't you ever go to Sunday school or any kind of vacation Bible school, or did you ever go to church? He said he'd never gone to a church or a vacation Bible school or anything. So I said, and he says, I'm so lonely because he says, my family has died. My close family, like my brother, my sisters, and my parents. He says, I have nobody really. And he says, I've been in here for 17 years, and I haven't heard my name called once. And I said, well, we have a rule that what we do for one, we must be willing to do for all.
Sure.
So I said, I'll talk to my husband and see if we can get somebody to write to you. I said, I'm sure we can, but I said, I have to make sure that I talk to my husband about it and the prison before they'll allow that. And he said, would you do that for me? And I said, well, sure. And so that's what started the Pen Friend program.
My, and ever since that time, these letters have been coming in. Don, give us another example of a letter that has come in or out of prison for us.
Coming out of prison.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you guys so much. I got involved in the Pen Friend program really, I don't know, by accident or not. I was hiding behind my bunk because a shot was fired in our cell block, and I saw a piece of paper with Someone Cares Prison Ministry and an address and just a piece of paper. And I wrote to it, and the next thing I knew, I got back a application and a request for me to write a formal letter to somebody unknown,
yes.
And that person would be my pen friend. I'm a person that really people, I guess, don't want to write to. I'm serving a double life sentence. I deserve every minute of it. I know I'm going to die in here, but I didn't want to die alone. And the people that you matched me with, they matched me with another couple, and that couple had a friend that lived nearby the prison, and they came to visit me. So from a piece of paper to a lot of loving people, I'm going to serve this time. I'm going to die in here, and everybody else says I'm not going to heaven, but I think I really, no, I don't. I pray that I see them all in heaven.
Oh, my. My heartstrings are just quivering with that letter. That is a beautiful, beautiful statement about the hope. I guess that's what's happening. These letters carry not just information and hello and the weather's nice and how are you doing. They carry hope behind bars. Am I right, Yvonne, in saying that?
Right. They encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
They give them something to, a reason to keep going, to keep living, because it's not easy to live under the conditions they live. So it gives them hope, encouragement, and they also share with others. They will tell a cellmate. They will tell someone that's a cell clear on the other end of the cell block. When you're in a lockdown unit, it's very noisy. They're all yelling at somebody.
Yes.
And they are the only ones that know who they're talking to.
We're talking with Don and Yvonne McClure, founder directors of the Someone Cares Prison Ministry. We're talking about the Pen Friend program and reading some of the letters that have come in and out of prison. Don, what's next?
I have a gangbuster. I got a letter that I thought I was reading about myself. This dude had a real, real bad bringing up. He was a gangster. He was a atheist. He was a whatever, a biker, everything.
Yeah.
He said, I'm looking for a couple of ladies to write to. And I threw that letter in a garbage can.
Yes.
Well, you don't do that with my wife around. She picked it up. She opened it up. She read it up. And she wrote him. And he wrote back. and he was on death row at McAlester, Oklahoma. And he not only became a Christian, he evangelized death row at McAlester. He led men to Christ. He helped others into the Pen Friend program. He got a diet change for death row inmates. His family got reunited with him. And I'll tell you what, my brother, this is one dude I'm going to look up in heaven.
Wow. Well, he got a lady to write to him, all right. But what he didn't know, he got a God-ordained lady to write for him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You know, Yvonne, as you read these letters and you see the heartbreak here, what is your first response? What do you want to do for those people immediately?
Oh, I want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get them a pen friend as soon as possible. In the case of one of them that was down on the floor trying to commit suicide but didn't have enough, he said he was too scared to commit suicide, so he was just praying. And when he looked down in the crack was a piece of paper, he pulled it up, and there was Someone Cares with an address. So he wrote to us. And the day I got the letter, dawn matched him.
My. You know, I think what I hear you saying, and this is what I hear often on this program when I'm talking with you or other guests, is that we're not alone in this. There is a God who is working behind the scenes, behind the bars, who is preparing the way for this. Am I right, Don?
Well, I'll tell you how right you are. If you remember, Paul and Silas broke into prison.
Yes, yes.
To a prison they didn't have to go to. They didn't miss the beating. They didn't miss the guillotine-type bonding they were into. And the Lord shook the prison and opened all the jail cell doors, but nobody ran away.
Yeah.
They all stayed. And the jailer and his family are kind of thankful that they got there because they got a blessing, too. Mm-hmm. There is a blessing in Jesus. And people, you know, we hear, I know when I first joined the church, people knew of my background and sort of, we don't want those kind of people in our church. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, and please get a pen and pencil so you can write our address and phone number down so you can join the God Squad. Jesus died on the cross. Prison ministry started on the cross. He saved one, he lost one, and two will be in heaven. And that's a blessing to us.
It is indeed. Well, our time has flown by here. I'll give the web address in a moment. Why don't you share your phone number for the people who would like to write that down right now, Don?
260-387-7423. Open 24 hours a day.
And when they call that, do they get a machine? Do they get a corporation someplace? Is there a menu, an item?
Well, they could, because a lot of times if a lot of people call, they're going to have to stand in line. But please, don't hang up. Leave a message. We'll call you back.
All right. Very good. This is a personal thing here with Don and Yvonne McClure. We're going to stop now and wait till the next program to read some more of these amazing letters from behind the bars. Until then, this is Charles Mills, along with Don and Yvonne McClure, founder directors of Someone Cares, reminding you that because of you, someone cares. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Someone Cares. If you'd like to become part of this vital prison outreach ministry, visit someonecares.org and discover ways you can safely and effectively touch the lives of incarcerated men and women with God's love. Again, that web address is someonecares.org. This program was produced by Lifetalk Radio.